The State Elections Board opened its hearing Monday into alleged ballot fraud in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District race. As Rusty Jacobs reports, how it went all depends on whom you ask.
Attorney Mark Elias said the testimony was breathtaking and disturbing.
We saw that there is widespread evidence of a massive fraud scheme.
Elias represents Democrat Dan McCready, who trails Republican Mark Harris by a little more than 900 votes in uncertified results. Among the half-dozen witnesses called Monday was Lisa Britt. She was once McCray Dowless's stepdaughter and remains close to Dowless. Dowless is the Bladen County political operative who worked for Republican Mark Harris's campaign. Britt testified that Dowless paid her and other workers to illegally collect absentee ballots from voters in Bladen and Robeson counties, even when the ballots were not properly witnessed or completely filled out. The ballots would then be delivered to Dowless at his home office. Attorney Mark Elias said that and other testimony made it clear Dowless was at the center of a concerted effort to taint the 9th District election.
You heard direct evidence of a scheme to deprive the voters of the 9th Congressional District of fair balloting. And you heard that that direct evidence winds up on the doorstep and the telephone of Republican candidate Mark Harris.
Lisa Britt's mother, Sandra Dowless, also testified. Sandra Dowless was once married to McCray Dowless and had been staying at his home in the months leading up to the November 2018 midterm elections. She testified that in September last year, she overheard a telephone conversation between McCray Dowless and Mark Harris. In that conversation, McCray Dowless allegedly told Harris that based on data he had seen at the county elections board, Harris was in good shape and well ahead of Dan McCready. According to a preview of the evidence collected by the elections board's investigators, the improprieties in the 9th district race include unlawful disclosure of early voting data from the county elections board. Another issue the Elections Board investigation has focused on is lax security at the Bladen County Elections Board, including labeled keys to a ballot room hanging on a wall in a common area. Mark Harris attorney Alex Dale seems to agree with McCready attorney Mark Elias that McCray Dowless engaged in improper vote harvesting.
We've obviously learned some new things today, things that completely contrary to what Dr. Harris had been told by McCray Dowless and what McCray Dowless's public statements have been.
But Dale and other members of Harris's legal team say he's a victim, not a co-conspirator. They maintain Harris knew nothing of Dowless's efforts. Dale also pointed to testimony from Lisa Britt indicating there was competing absentee ballot harvesting by a Democrat-supporting organization known as the Bladen Improvement Pack. And if you threw out all of the absentee ballots, Dale argued, the outcome of the race would be the same.
A new election is only going to punish the voters of the 9th district. The people who need to be punished are the wrongdoers.
In a dramatic moment towards the end of the day, Elections Board Executive Director Kim Strack, who's presenting the state's case to the board members, called McCray Dowless to the stand. But the moment proved anticlimactic. That's because Dallas's attorney Cynthia Singletary said her client had no intention of testifying.
I'm not advising him to take the stand.
Dallas would have testified had the Elections Board compelled him to do so under a state law that provides immunity from prosecution for such compelled statements. With the State Bureau of Investigation looking into possible crimes in connection with the 9th District voting irregularities, Board Chairman Bob Quartel wasn't willing to provide Dallas with such protection. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.